भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम टेक्स्ट कैंटो नंबर 10 चैप्टर 67 एंटाइटल्ड बलराम स्लेज द्विविध गोरिला टेक्स्ट नंबर 24। स बाहु ताल संकाशौ मुष्टिकृत्य कपीश्वरः आसाद्य रोहिणी पुत्रं ताभ्यां वक्षस्य रुरुजत्। सबाहु ताल संकाशो मुष्टिकृत्य कपीश्वरः आसाद्य रोहिणी पुत्रं ताभ्यां वक्षस्य रुरुजत। सबाहु ताल संकाशो मुष्टिकृत्य कपीश्वरः आसाद्य रोहिणी पुत्रं ताभ्यां वक्षस्य रुरुजत। Matajis, Mushtikritya Kapishwaraha Asadhya Rohini Putram Taksham Vakshasi Arujataha Saha. He, Bahu, both his arms, Tal, palm trees, sankashav, as big as mushti, into fists, kritya, making, kapi, of apes, ishvaraha, the most powerful, asadhya, confronting, rohini putram, the son of rohini, balaram, tabhyam, with them, vakshasi, upon his chest, Arurujat, he beat. Translation: Dvivida, the most powerful of apes, now clenched his fist at the end of his palm tree sized arms, came before Lord Balram and beat his fist against the Lord's body. Next sloka. Yadavendro pitam dorbhyam tyaktva mushalalangale. Yadavendro pitam dorbhyam tyaktva mushalalangale. Jatra vabhyar dayatkruddha sopadad rodhiram vaman. Translation: the furious lord of the Yadavas then threw aside his club and plow, and with his bare hands hammered the blow upon Dvivida's collarbone. The ape collapsed, vomiting blood. Purport: in Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead book, Srila Prabhupada writes, this time Lord Balaram became most angry, since the gorilla was striking him with his hands. He would not strike him back with his weapons, the club or the plow. Simply with his fist he began to strike the collarbone of the gorilla. The striking proved to be fatal to Dvivedha. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So we see that Balaram's visit to Vrindavan is coming to an end. And this is the last pastime that Balaramji performed of having wonderful, relishable, transcendental enjoyment with the gopis and in the end killing the Dvivedha gorilla. We were reading before that the kind of atrocities Dvivedha performed. Something like churning the ocean by hands only, causing floods in the cities for days and days together. And raping women, burning houses, picking up people and blocking them in the mountain caves and closing them with bulldozers, boulders, and so many and so forth. We cannot imagine the terrorism that Dvivedha caused actually. Today's terrorism is like with one element of fire, the bomb, in one particular area. But Dvivedha was alone. And he was doing all these things, causing actually havoc, just to take revenge of his friend's death. So, we think that Kali Yuga is making progress, and there are atom bombs, and neutron bombs, and electron bombs, and so many chemical weapons. But compared to the weapons, and compared to the strength, and compared to the magnanimity of things, other yugas were many much, much more advanced than what we see today. So this Dvivedha, what typically we are studying for so many days, listening, is that he is a victim of bad association. One can imagine that he was in the army of Lord Ram. An army of Lord Ram, like army of Pandavas, from the side of the truth. And that gave victory to Pandavas and that gave victory to Lord Ram also. Because it was a fight between the good and the evil, the truth and the falsehood, the satya and the asatya, the pious activities and the evil activities. And naturally, whoever came with Lord Ram, whoever came with Pandavas, they emerged to be victorious, although there were so many materialistic understanding of good and bad in both parties. All Ram's army was filled with monkeys. Now what monkeys can do with the mighty Rakshasas who have mayavi powers, who have mystic powers, who have powers to multiply themselves and who have so many divya astras. There's no question of having, I mean, logically and intellectually if you think, laukik drishti say, there was no question of Lord Ram's victory. No question of Pandava's victory, because all the Maharathis called like Bhishmadev and Drona and all the big people were on Kaurava's side. All pros were on their side. But still, the power of truth is so strong that however materially it looks puny, it's always great and always emerges out to be victorious. To such a party, Dvivedha belonged. Look at his status. He was so powerful. You can see even now after over second yuga, he lived in Treta Yuga, he lived in Dwapar Yuga, he lived in the end of Dwapar Yuga till that time. And see his prowess when the strength, ayu, health, virtuous conditions are all declining in the process of progress of the ages. Still he has so much strength. So he was well placed, well situated. As Srimad Bhagavad Gita says, they are properly situated. He was properly situated, was siding with Lord Ram, fighting against Ravan's army, emerged out of victorious party, served Lord Ram. But because of his bad association with Banasur and Narakasur, all that is unwanted happened in his life. So this is the power of bad association. We study constantly what is the power of good association, what it does to a person, how it transforms a person from a X, Y, Z person to a great personality dear to Lord Krishna. And here also it is required to understand what is the extent of damage and destruction that is caused by bad association. Rupa Goswami is today's disappearance day. He says that we should always remember Krishna, but it doesn't end there. He also says we should never forget Krishna. Similarly, we should always associate with good people who are devotees of the Lord and never ever associate with bad people. It is equally important as much as associating with devotees. If we associate with good devotees and without a plan keep associating with bad people also, by default, we don't take care of that, we are not vigilant about that item, then along with good transformation, even evil effects will start falling upon us. We will never know how water is mixed with red color and blue color and yellow color. If you are not cautious about it, then things will keep happening. And by default, in Kali Yuga, bad things keep happening naturally. You don't have to do many great things to happen, the bad things to happen. To have good things in our life, we have to keep struggling. We have to keep be vigilant. We have to have a plan. We have to be vigilant. We have to be active. We have to be really determined. We have to be enthusiastic. This is what Rupa Goswami told us. Utsat nishchaya dhairyat tattat karma pravartanat. And associate with devotees. Be enthusiastic, be determined. Be focused. Be patient. And same way we have to be utsahi, enthusiastic and determined to avoid bad association also. This is equally important as much as we are to be enthusiastic about associating with devotees, about serving the Lord, about following the footsteps of great Mahajans. Similarly, we have to be also precautious and be careful to avoid association of people who are on the bad path. We read the story of Sati, you know, burning herself. What was her consciousness? She is an extreme example of trying to give up the association of any bad thing which is connected with Vaishnava Prada. To the extent that she saw her father offending her husband. And more than her husband, a pure devotee of the Lord, Lord Shiva, Vaishnavanan Yathashambhu. And she felt that this person who is my father is offending the greatest of all persons, Shiva, the all pure, even his father Brahma, who is the creator of the universe, worships him. And my father is criticizing and offending that personality. And this body of mine is given to me by this person, Daksha, who is my father. So I do not want to even remain in contact with this body given by this offender of Lord Shiva. So this is very, ultimate epitome of the parabola on one side of the thing. This is something like, is she so serious? She doesn't want to be in association with that body also given by that offender. She felt herself to be degraded, to continue to remain in that body. So she wanted to destroy, and she destroyed her body. She took another birth to go into a pure situation where she can again contact with Lord Shiva and get married with him. So she took birth in the family of Himalaya. So the scripture tells us the further corollary of the principle. Rupa Goswami says we should avoid the company of non-devotees. But he also says that we should avoid the company of people who are too much materially attached amongst devotees. Unfortunately, we have all kinds of people. Even amongst devotees who chant the holy name, follow pure principles, they are too attached to earning money, too attached to position, too attached to power, too attached to their false ego, too attached to their properties and their assets. And they constantly talk about all those things regularly. Apparently they come to associate with devotees, but they keep talking about their business and their investments and their earnings and their work and their business, and talk about the details of their business. Rupa Goswami has advised us that we have to be very careful even while we are associating with devotees. Because association means to associate in the subject of Sat, that is in the subject of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when we meet devotees, we have to associate with them with the subject of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the subject of the service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees. But we come with sincere devotees, together with sincere devotees, and we talk something else other than Supreme Personality of Godhead, then even though we are with devotees, it is not satsang. It is kusangati in one sense. It's not in gross terms kusangati, like associating with a debauchee or something. But still, very subtly, it drags us to degradation. So we have to see that we should not associate with people who associate with bad people also. Directly, we should not associate with bad people who are non-devotees, who are sinful, who are debauchees, who are very, very performing bad activities, or too much attached with. But we should also stop associating with people who associate with them regularly. Because suppose we play Holi, and people are colored fully, and you have met people who have met the people who played Holi, and they will have color on them. They didn't play Holi, but they were just with them, so some color came upon them. And you be with them, what happens? The color comes upon you also. You don't even plan. Once you go up at home and see in the mirror, oh, you saw some color here, color there, and color on cheeks also. That is how the bad association is. It affects very fast. Directly also and indirectly also. So here the personality of Dvivida is teaching us that he was just like a pure devotee, directly associating with Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ram, and serving the servants of Lord Ram in the mission of bringing back Sita in the service to Lord Ram. And that person, imagine how much pious credits he must have acquired, how much spiritual purification, upliftment he must have acquired just by being with Ram and being in the service to Lord Ram. But that is not sufficient. What is important in spiritual life is consistency. We may be great. 25 years back I was a pure devotee, but all throughout 25 years I need to be associating with sincere devotees regularly. May not be all time pure devotees, but sincere devotees, at least we should associate. And that will keep us on consistently in the same status or in advancing status in Krishna consciousness. But we cannot keep quoting our status behind 25 years and say how great I was, and today I watch movies, and today I go to doing all nonsense activities, and keep quoting about our past, how great it was. What is important is from that glorious past, we have to be consistent in those glories to the present also. And still keep feeling humble that I am so fallen. Devotional life is very intricate actually. It demands moment to moment surrender, moment to moment observance of principles of devotional life. We cannot say, now Sanatana Goswami, Lord Krishna himself came and told that please do not perform any more Govardhan Parikramas. You have done enough. Now you just walk around this stone which I brought for you and do four. So we cannot conclude from that, okay, after we become a great devotee at 70 years of age, we can chant 8 rounds. And we may do something here and there, because we have done so much in the past, you know. We may stop reading scriptures and stop going to the association of devotees, and we are so full now that we don't need to do all these routine things with everybody, the newcomer devotee does. The point which we are taught in our sampradaya that Sankhya Purvaka Gana Nati Nati Bhi. Even at the purest stage of their life, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami and the other Goswamis, they counted the holy name regularly. Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would count the holy name on his fingers. So therein, so now we are in Raganuga and we are in the Prema Bhakti stage. So we don't need to count the holy name, because now we have transcended the situation now. So what is important in spiritual life is consistency. And that past glory of greatness does not justify our current activities. We have to be currently also glorious to remain glorious. I mean, we are not trying to be glorious, but the situation of bhakti, if we need to be, we need to maintain, then we have to be consistent in whatever we are doing. So even after we become pure devotee, we become gurus and we have thousands of disciples, still one has to chant 16 rounds every day attentively, struggle to hear the holy name, be with the devotees, whether junior, middle or senior or equal, keep serving the Lord the way we were serving before. Service may change, but the service attitude and the service aspect has to continue in our life. Here Dvivida, instead of associating with devotees of the Lord, somehow fell in the association of demons actually. Not even with devotees having bad desires. He fell in the company of absolute enemies of the Lord. He was attracted by their company. And once we go with bad people, slowly, slowly, all the bad things fall upon us. Our good things become subdued. Our good things become unmanifest. And all the bad things overwhelm us by the nature of the material world, especially by the nature of Kali Yuga. The bad things appear to be occupying space more than good things. To learn good things, it takes so much of time. Even in our children, when we raise our children, we do so much hard work to give them good culture, to give them good character, good habits. But once he goes to one function, you know, the contamination that he brings, you may feel all my effort is finished now. With that one function that I send my child to somebody's birthday outside, and what all he did there, and then so many questions have been raised in his mind, and he's bothering me with this question, Mommy, Papa, why don't we do all those things what I did yesterday? And you see, my God, so many months of efforts in one evening, it is finished. And again, so many weeks I have to work on him to wash off all the effect of the bad company that he had for 3 hours. And still the memory of the bad event will remain in his mind, in essence. And again you keep working hard. So what does that mean? If you want to create a son or a daughter who finally becomes a devotee, initiated, having wonderful qualities and Krishna conscious culture, what you have to do is you have to be consistently giving them good association in good culture. You cannot say 10 years I gave him good association and look what has happened to him in 17 years of age. Look what he is doing now. He is completely spoiled. I can't even call him as a devotee. But the effort, whether you get good results apparently or not, it has to continue. It has to continue 17, 18, 20 and 25. The type of effort will be different. Maybe initially in a way of shasan, discipline. After it may be a friendly way. But the effort has to continue. Then only we can see a good result in the end. And then one becomes mature, then we leave. Okay, now we have given the foundation, and then Krishna will take care and our sincere prayers will take care. Then our efforts will be converted into prayers. Please protect my Lord. Whatever tree I have planted and grown, let that bear also good fruits in the future. So Dvivida, actually what he did, he gave up the company of good devotees and he took the company of demons. So what has become of him, just see. He became a terrorist. Can you imagine any temple devotee here tomorrow becoming a terrorist? Can you imagine? Some great devotee from Radha Gopinath temple found in bomb blast in some Jammu Kashmir. And then whole history comes out in newspaper that he happened to be devotee in Radha Gopinath temple. But, sorry to say, this can happen if one gets bad association. If somehow that devotee or that person gets motivated to connect with somebody with some reason, with some frustration in his mind, Then he gets dragged and dragged and gets pulled and pulled and sucked and sucked. It is possible. We should not say, oh, this thing will never happen to me. I have taken so much of vaccine and so much of immunization that this thing will never happen to me. No, anything can happen to us. If a pure devotee, Dvivida, can become, what is he today? Getting killed by Balaram because of his atrocious activities. What he has done. Then we are nothing compared to Dvivida. We are not associated with Lord Ram. We have not seen Lord Ram. We have not served him personally. We have not served him to rescue his wife from Ravan. We have not done any kind of services. We are doing some services in the company of sincere devotees. But we cannot say that we were at that level in the close association and darshan of the Lord and being able to serve the Lord. So the point I am trying to tell is the caution has to be always there. We cannot assume anything. We cannot think that I am now fully immunized. Nobody is fully immunized against Maya in this material world. No one. And we can claim to be currently immunized if currently we are following the formula of bhakti. If today I am chanting Hare Krishna, and today I have followed four principles, and today I read scriptures, and today I serve the devotees or serve Krishna or the order of Gurudev, and today I maintain the purity of atmosphere where I am in, or I left the atmosphere if bad, atmosphere is bad, and I remained in the company of devotees as far as possible to purify my consciousness, and today also I ate prasad which was offered, and today also I didn't eat outside in the restaurants, and today also I didn't eat a fruit without offering to Krishna, today also I did the same thing, then today I can claim for today's sake I am immunized. And then tomorrow, to remain immunized, again tomorrow I have to do the same thing. I cannot have an excuse because I am in Timbuktu today, so let me eat one banana. There is no time to offer now. I'll just eat banana. That also we cannot say we are completely immunized. We have to be consistently, constantly in the path of pure bhakti. Then to that day, we are immunized. Yesterday I chanted very nicely, but today I did not chant. I cannot claim to be immunized. I may fall victim to some attractions of Maya today. And this has to happen till the last moment of our life. Moment to moment surrender. We see so many devotees, they were such magnanimous service they did. But today they are nowhere. They just drifted away, they went back, they got married, sannyasis got married, they have children, they have so many wives and so many issues. How that happened? Because of lack of consistency in their moment-to-moment surrender that was required to maintain the spiritual life. That's why spiritual life is a day-to-day challenge. It's a blissful process. Susukham kartum avyayam. Whenever we perform it, we get great pleasure. But every day and every moment, we have to be motivated to continue the same thing. Because Maya also is equally tempting. And do some sense gratification, it is too tempting. And when we slip down, we don't understand. When we give up the consistency. And then like this, when we perform from now onwards, every moment till the last moment of our life, then we hope to remember Krishna in that last moment of life. In between, if something happens, then we cannot guarantee that I will remember Krishna at the last moment of life. And in all this effort that we are doing, what is the secret and the constant point is the association of devotees. Even if we waver here and there, as I mentioned, okay, someday you read here and there. But if we keep the company of sincere devotees, we do not fail to do that. We do not discriminate between junior and senior devotees, and I will not associate with this devotee, and I will only associate with that devotee if I get time to associate. And because I am not getting that devotee association, I will not associate. Devotee association means we have to keep constantly associating with whichever devotee Krishna provides you at that moment of time. If you are in a country like Saudi Arabia and you meet a friend of yours who was coming to temple many years back and who chants two rounds now, you have to run to his association because that's the only thing you are getting. It's like when you are hungry, you can't say, I will take only masala dosa, then only I will eat, otherwise I will not eat. Till the time I get masala dosa, I will not eat only. I only eat masala dosa. Then we will die. We have to get whatever we is possibly available, we have to eat and we survive. And then we go home and then we eat masala dosa. Meaning, whenever possible, we associate with a pure devotee. But when a pure devotee may not be available, whichever sincere devotee is there, we have to associate with him. And then we can guarantee ourselves. So this situation of Duvidha in the current chapter right now is actually very scaring in one sense. If we think ourselves in the position of Duvidha, it is very scary. If one of these fortunes is getting killed by Balaram, that is good. But what he did was not good at all. What consciousness he harbored for a long time in Dwapar Yuga was not good at all. Very precarious, very dangerous situation. And we must all remember that potentially this can happen to me also. I am nothing great. I am nothing extraordinary. I am nothing special. That this will not happen to me. This is only happening to Duvidha. Bad luck. Oh, poor guy. No. If I am not cautious, it will happen to me also. And then such kind of evil situations, evil personalities come to an end. God puts an end to them. So Balaramji put an end to him. Finished. Because he thought, his consciousness was so contaminated that he thought the beautiful girls who were enjoyable by Balaram are supposed to be enjoyed by me. To that extent his consciousness went in degradation. You can imagine. For every beauty, every good smell, every beautiful woman, every beautiful item must be for my enjoyment. Who is this Balaram? He didn't even recognize, because he already was envious about it, about him. So in the pursuit of controlling, in the pursuit of enjoyment, in the pursuit of becoming the conqueror, what happens to us? Our intelligence completely gets polluted. We get detached from the reality of life. The reality of life is Balaram is Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. But his perception is, he is my enemy because he is trying to enjoy which I am supposed to enjoy. I am supposed to go and snatch those things from him for my enjoyment. Who is he? And then he ended up doing, you know, heinous activities. Showing his dirty parts of his body to the women, strapping their clothes and doing all nonsense of things. So bad association gives us bewilderment of consciousness and pollution of intelligence. The intelligence is supposed to help us to recognize what is spiritual, what is material. What is good, what is bad. What is to be done, what is not to be done. Whom to associate with, whom not to associate with. And recognizing this situation is spiritual or not spiritual. This person is spiritual or not spiritual. What to speak of? Recognizing the Lord. Even if Lord were to, even Prabhupada said one time, if Krishna were to pass amongst you today, come in your company, you will not recognize him. But that requires mercy of pure devotee and the company of pure devotees. So even if Supreme Personality of God is standing in front of Duvidha or Duryodhan or Dushasan, what is the use of that? The consciousness is important to recognize purity. And that was not there. And why? Because of bad company. He lost that facility which every soul has after taking birth in the material world. The facility that Lord has given us is the Sad Asad Vivek Buddhi. The facility, faculty is given to us. We have to cultivate that faculty by the company of devotees, by the process of purification, by the process of sadhana. That particular buddhi which is capable of giving you Sad Asad Vivek Buddhi, Sar Asar Buddhi, that capacity is with us. But when it is misused, this is what happens. We think that I am supposed to enjoy the items to be enjoyed by the Lord. I am supposed to be the proprietor of the items. And we completely get bewildered. This is activity and bewilderment. He doesn't even understand. If he was knowing that is Lakshman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, coming in the form of Balaramji, is my worshipable Lord, I am supposed to serve him, assist him in his mission, or whatever Leela he is performing, then he would bow down to him, offer dandavat to him, and say, how can I serve you, my Lord? What can I bring for you to enhance your enjoyment? So all these things, to less or more degree, are also seen in today's world. That is why I say that we should not be too sure of ourselves that this will not happen to us. So Balaramji is very merciful. Ultimately, Lord never forgets whatever service anybody has done to him. Whatever little service anybody has done to him. Azazel did such a great service and then became very sinful. How he became sinful? By associating with the scene on his retina. One scene, obnoxious scene, fell on his eyes and went to his retina. And he meditated on that. And he dwelled on that scene. He contemplated on that scene. And look what happened to him. That also bad association. It doesn't mean that every time you have to be with a physical person to have bad association. He was associating in mind with the scene that he saw. He had no connection. He didn't know who that woman and what that man was. But he associated. That was bad association. And then all good things in his life fell apart. And all bad things that he shouldn't have been done came like a gush of water, gush of flood water in his consciousness. But still, Lord was very kind. Remembering his past services, Lord made arrangement of sending a saint to that prostitute wife of Ajamil and told her to keep the child's name as Narayan. And then finally that boy was born and he was always chanting Narayan, Narayan. He was so habituated, and that habit finally came to his rescue at the last moment of danger in his life. He didn't mean to contact the Lord, but still, by habit, by the mercy of a pure devotee, he could remember Narayan and he was saved. So similarly, he did service to Lord Ram. He was envious of Lakshman. But still, by the lotus hands of Sri Balaram, he was killed. He got ultimately purified. And he attained salvation. So at the same time, we should not assume that, oh, this kind of mercy will be given to me also. Why should I bother? Lord never forgets. I may forget what I have done. I may even not like what I have done in the past. Due to my bad consciousness now, I felt, oh, I wasted my long time in being with these devotees and serving this so-called Lord. And we should not think that, oh, Lord will remember my past service and He will help me. We should not assume anything. We should just simply remain humble and do what is told to us, what is prescribed to us. That is our day-to-day vaccine. This vaccine is not 5-year duration or 10-year duration or lifetime duration. Like smallpox we take once in for lifetime and lifetime we are immunized. This is not like that. This daily we have to take. Maybe moment to moment we have to take. Every time you have to say yes or no. Whichever conditions we go in life, it asks you, you want to do it? You have to say no. The next condition you go, most unknown conditions, unimagined condition, new conditions. And again, the mind will ask you, I want to do it. And you should say, no, I don't want to do it. I will continue in my devotional service. However tempting it is, in the middle of the night, something comes. And nowadays, we see that when we are watching something spiritual, suddenly something obnoxious comes on internet. Suddenly it comes. We don't have any plan. And we may get sucked into that. We have to learn to say no. No, no, and no. It is, mind is telling you yes, yes, and yes. So what if we go for 2 minutes into this? I watched for 50 minutes the very good video of pure devotees and programs. Now this is just popping up in front of my eyes. The answer is no, no, and no. It is said when you say that no, you get tremendous spiritual strength to say further no in future also. With every no to Maya, we get strength of purity in Krishna consciousness. So maybe Dvivida failed to say no when first opportunity came to associate with bad people. He kept saying yes, 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 so he failed. We have to learn to say no, no, no. How do we get power to say no? Power to say no will come only by the company of devotees. If we remain with people who are determined, we get determination. If we remain with people who are enthusiastic, we get enthusiasm. If we remain with people who constantly associate with devotees, we will keep associating with good devotees constantly. If we remain with people who read scriptures regularly, who have taste for reading, we will develop taste for reading. If we keep company of devotees, even in the temple, we choose people who chant very nicely, then we will develop taste for chanting Hare Krishna nicely. It's as simple as that. If kirtan is going on, if we remain in the center of the kirtan, we'll enjoy, relish the holy name the most. and we choose to remain at periphery where no one is moving even an inch, then you lose all the enthusiasm. It is as simple as that. If you sit with people who are relishing prasad as Krishna prasad, as offered to Krishna, Eishaka Krishna Swadilo, then you will develop that taste. Oh, this is Krishna prasad. Oh, this is company of devotee, I am so fortunate. One time we went to meet Ramesh Babaji Maharaj in the Jamuna Vrindavan Yatra. And Ramesh Babaji said, today my day is fulfilled. Because today I have achieved the company of a pure devotee of the Lord. So, simply he said that. As a matter of fact, so simply he said that. Very deep statement, very seriously he said, ki today by the mercy of Radharani, I have achieved the company of a pure devotee. आज भक्त से मुलाकात हुई, कितनी भाग्य की बात है. हाउ मेनी टाइम्स वी फील दिस इन लाइफ व्हेन मीट अ डिवोटी, एंड हाउ मेनी टाइम्स वी फील द एब्सेंस ऑफ अ डिवोटी व्हेन वी आर मीटिंग विद अ रिलेटिव हु इज नॉट अ डिवोटी. ओ आई विश आई वुड हैव मेट एक्स वाई जेड प्रभु जी. ओ आई विश आई कुड हैव मेट अ डिवोटी इन द ट्रेन व्हेन आई वाज ट्रैवलिंग. ओ आई विश आई मीट अ डिवोटी एंड सिट विद हिम इन द प्लेन व्हेन आई एम गोइंग टू सम माय वर्क. That is what is precious consciousness. When we are always thinking like this, then why Krishna will not provide us company of devotees? I remember in the old days, in the young days, we used to always remember that whenever we travel in train or bus, we should keep preaching. And properly people, preachable would come next to us in the bus or train. And we will get the opportunity. Because we have desire, Krishna is fulfilling that desire. Now we think that, oh, I'm so exhausted, I would just like to take rest. I don't want to talk to anybody. And no one favorable comes next to you. Because you want to just rest. So all the time, Krishna consciousness is a reciprocal affair, you know. Reciprocal experience. Whatever you harbor in the mind, desire, things will happen accordingly. So we have to cultivate the desire. That I want to be always with devotees. Whichever, I don't want to discriminate. Whichever devotee, Lord, feels appropriate now, today, at this situation to be with me, I will appreciate that association and keep taking the best essence of the association, whatever I get. That should be our consciousness. So today also is Rupa Goswami's disappearance day, and we went to Govardhan Eco Village to Rupa Goswami's temple, Radha Govindji. Very beautiful experience. Rupa Goswami stayed in Ter Kadamb also, writing all his scriptures, majority of them he wrote there. Very beautiful place where Krishna used to call the cows. Rupa Goswami gave us Radha Govindji by his purity. They appeared to him. He never stayed in the huge temple, but he got it constructed for the pleasure of Radha Govindji. Today also is supposed to be Gauridas Pandit's disappearance day. He was Subal in Gaur Leela, and such sweet pastimes. As Subal, he was a kind of a gopa who was in between Krishna and the gopis. He was the one category of gopa. Subal and Ujjwal and other companies were there. They would communicate between Krishna and Radharani, and Krishna and the gopis, and Radha and Lalita, Vishakha, like that. Whatever, whenever the situations would come which would cause distress to Krishna because of company or because of separation from gopis, and Krishna would suffer, they would negotiate and they would go in between and do wonderful activities to unite Radha and Krishna. In the various difficult situations, various so-called painful situations of separation, various situations caused by Jatila Kutila between Radha and Krishna, Subal and Ujjwal would communicate. And Radharani and Lalita Vishakha were very, very appreciative of Subal. See his position. How intelligently he is pushing the tambula given by me in the mouth of Krishna even without knowledge of anybody else around. Because Lalita has given him a tambul given by Radharani to give it to Krishna to eat, and the way he takes from them, nobody knows. The way he pushes that in the mouth of Krishna, no one understands what's going on. Only Lalita, Vishakha and Radharani understand what's exactly happening. He's so expert in communicating messages from here to there, in trying to pacify angry Radharani, to negotiate and to plead and to convince her in favor of Krishna. That was Subal, and he appeared as Gauridas Pandit, and he stayed in Ambika Kalna, and he had Gornita deities, and he had Vatsalya Bhav for them. He would chastise them. He would see them playing in the bank of Ganga. One of the times he was chasing them, and they entered in the heart of Hriday Chaitanya. The Chaitanya, who finally were called as Hriday Chaitanya. Very, very beautiful pastimes. This Gauridas Pandit was also a part, instrument in the wedding of Lord Nityananda with Janavi Devi. He was the one who decorated Nityananda Prabhu as bridegroom. And he did lot of help and lot of assistance, because that happened in his village only, Ambika Kalna. You know, Suryakant Sarakela, the father of Janavi Devi, was from Ambika Kalna only. His house was there in Ambika Kalna only. The wedding took place there only. And Gauridas Pandit was such an intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda specially. Also, this season happens to be Julan Yatra Festival. Yesterday we had first day. I just missed it by 2 minutes. I was coming from our station. Such a beautiful and sweet festival. It's an opportunity for the devotees to offer loving, pleasing service to the divine couple. We are not there in Krishna Leela. We are living in Kali Yuga. We are trying to attempt to perform devotional service. The Julan Yatra is an opportunity for us to enter directly into the Lord's intimate pastimes. Not like pastimes of killing a demon, pastimes like Julan Yatra. We have opportunity when we celebrate Sharad Purnima here. What are we doing? We are not qualified even to think of Ras Leela. What is our state of contamination? How can we think of the intimate pastimes of the Lord? But by the unlimited mercy of a pure devotee and Sri Krishna, we get an opportunity at least to observe what it can be, what it should be, and what it is. In Julan Yatra, we have an opportunity to decorate the beautiful forest, the groves of Vrindavan, in our homes, in our temples, in our center, in our community. Just decorate beautifully, put the deities of Radha and Krishna, and just swing them. Children come and swing, offer flowers, make the flower pulling rope, make the flower jhula, and offer that pleasure to Krishna. Sing beautiful songs. If you don't know any songs, sing Hare Krishna Mahamantra in beautiful tunes. Put different light, different colors of flowers, fragrant flowers. This is Lord's kindness upon us, that is giving us an entrance and a glimpse about His most intimate, wonderful, joyful pastimes. And we have heard from great souls that whatever festivals we perform here, in whatever consciousness we perform here, increasing, growing, pure consciousness we perform here, those same festivals we get to celebrate in Golok Vrindavan when we go there. So it is not just, oh, one festival is over, Rath Yatra is over, now Julan Yatra is coming. Oh, that is over, now Gokulashtami will come. Oh, that is over, Radhashtami will come. Oh, then this will come. It's not just a mechanical, ritualistic continuation. It is every time a divine opportunity to relish a different, full of variety festival with Krishna, and to taste what is going to be available to you in full fledged form in Golok Vrindavan in future, whenever possible, by the mercy of the Lord. But today it is available to you. Next 5 days it is available to us. Every flower that you pluck from a tree and attach to that rope or at the feet of the Lord and swing the Lord, it's an opportunity for you to directly please the Lord. By whatever little or here and there consciousness that we have, with that it is possible. In Ras Leela, unless you are a pure gopi, a pure devotee, you couldn't enter. Here you are, in your given consciousness of current situation, you are able to offer a flower at the feet of Krishna and pull the jhula for the pleasure of the Lord. So if you go to Vrindavan, from Tritiya, the day of Hariyali Tij, that is the day where every temple in Vrindavan, they dress the Lord in green. They decorate the Lord in green color. All petals or leaves or whatever is there is green. The pujari is dressed in green. The curtain is green. Every decoration in the temple is green. But Shravan Mahina is there, so everything is green. You go everywhere, now also everywhere you travel, it's all green. So it's called as Hariyali Tij. The third day of Shravan month, which is full of greenery. And the whole day, everybody, and the Jhula also is made in green flowers, and green color decorations, and green ornaments, and green jewelry. And it, Lord is swung. It begins on this day in Vrindavan. In Gaudiya Sampradaya, it begins on Ekadashi, that is yesterday, and today is Dwadashi. But from third day to 15th day, it continues. And what is happening on other days? All their lordships come out from their far off positions. You have to just strain your eyes other times to see where is his flute and what is his ornament on the neck and the arms. The Lord will come out in front of you, right in front of you, maybe 2-3 feet distance. And a beautiful jhula is made of flowers and ornaments and diamonds, sometimes of stones which are shining. At Krishna's times, it is said Mani Kanchan, they were the jhulas made of diamonds and rubies and flowers and gold and silver. And they would be swinging Radha and Krishna. So in temples also same thing happens. And right in the front the jhula is made. The Lord is seated on that ceremoniously. The whole temple is decorated with full bangla, fragrant with variety of flowers from all over India, from north and south. And they sing songs of jhula and they swing. And you also get to swing the Lord. The right swing is coming to you also downstairs somewhere. And you also swing. They are fanning the Lord, singing songs. And then you go to next temple. From Radha Vallabhji you go to Damodar temple. There a different jhula is there. Then you go to Shyamasundar temple. In Shyamasundar temple you will find, along with the jhula pastime, the Lord also has become something. He has become Shama Sakhi himself. Or he is writing letter to Radharani with a big pen in his hand. And with that position he is also swinging with Radha and Krishna, with Radharani. And then you go to Radha Ramanji. Then you go to Gokulananda. Then you go to Gopinath. Then you go to Make Bihari. And you come to Krishna Madaram temple. A beautiful fawara, beautiful pond and fountains and fragrant waters and sprays and a beautiful atmosphere, and they are being swung there. Beautiful songs are being sung. Devotees pour their hearts in planning and putting up the decoration different every day. So these days are like festivities. You leave at 3 PM at home from Vrindavan and come back at 9 PM. You are simply going from one place to another enjoying this beautiful festival. Even Balaram, Lord Jagannath in Jagannath Puri is swinging. I believe near Narendra Sarovar. The Jhulan Yatra is already declared when I went for Rath Yatra. There are many Jhulan Yatras, very variety of Jhulan Yatras. One time at Lalita Kund, they were making jhula for Krishna and they were awaiting Krishna. Awaiting Radharani. Krishna was already there. And Radharani was getting little late because of her makeup was not complete. And Narad Muni appeared there and told, "Oh Lalita, you are ready. Krishna is ready. Why don't you swing with Krishna?" She was hesitant. Then everybody forced her and Krishna also forced her. And Lalita and Krishna were swinging. And Narad Muni immediately went to Barsana and told Radharani, "You see, because you got little late, see what is happening. Lalita is swinging with Krishna." Really, she was so angry. She went herself and saw that Lalita was swinging with Krishna. She got very angry and she sat down in Man. Then Kavi Karnapura explains that when jhula season comes in Vrindavan, Vrindadevi selects different forests every day. We are doing Jhulan Yatra in the same place every day, in different decoration. Vrindadevi chooses different forests every day. She chooses a prime color in that day. Okay, today's color is red. Today's color is blue. Today's color is yellow. And all the decorations, all the flowers, all the creepers, all the fruits, everything is yellow color that day. And that then on the biggest tree, chosen tree, which fits with the color combination, and the big branch of that, a jhula is made of diamonds and rubies and various jewels and gold and what decorations we cannot imagine. And then they decorate Radha and Krishna with a planned manner and they bring them there from the beautiful gate of Nikunja. Somebody escorting Krishna, somebody escorting Radha, inviting them on the jhula. And then they will, all sakis from front and behind will swing them beautifully, singing beautiful songs. And how they will swing? Sometimes they will swing from front and behind. sometimes sideways, sometimes round and round and round, in one way round and another way round, and then again they will start swinging from front, and then they will start giving more and more and more and more push, and then the semicircle will increase in the extent, and suddenly they will push so hard that the swing will go full circle and it will go full circle. Radharani will get so scared, and she will embrace Krishna out of fear. Oh, I will fall down. And when she will embrace Krishna out of fear, all sakis will clap. And again they will do the same thing. When Radharani expects the least, the sakis will push them so hard that there will be a circle in the sky, like a merry-go-round. You cannot imagine what variety of Jhulan Yatras they will perform. Then she will get down and she will want all sakis turn by turn to swing Krishna. Then Krishna will get down and they want to only swing Radharani. Then Radharani will say that now I will get down and I will seat Krishna with different sakis. So she will push Lalita on the jhula and then she will let everybody swing Lalita and Krishna. Then Vishakha and Krishna, then Indulekha and Krishna, Champaklata and Krishna. And this will go on for the whole night. And in between they will serve tambul, serve prasadam, some sweetmeats, serve drinks, sing different ragas. And suddenly, when they are in the peak of enjoyment, suddenly gopis will take out their pistons and start offering colors to Krishna, as arranged secretly by Vrindadevi. They will drench Radha and Krishna in colors. At times they will do wet holi on the swing. At times they will only have dry holi. And it is explained by Anand in Anand Vrindavan Champu that the whole kunja will be covered with that color and you will not see anybody in that color. And in that cloud of privacy, Radha Krishna will have pastimes on jhula. And each and every tree, each and every creeper, every flower, every twig will participate in giving enjoyment to a divine couple, along with all the gopis and leadership of Vrindadevi. So this is such a wonderful atmosphere. We can imagine that what we have left and come to the material world, actually. For what we have come to material world, just to be independent, just to enjoy independent of Krishna, just to enjoy sense gratification, we have given up such esoteric, beautiful, heart-satisfying pleasures in serving Radha and Krishna. There is another beautiful jhula that takes place only in Barsana on the day of Hariyali Tij. The story goes like this. In short, I will tell you that in various parts of scriptures, the Radharani and Krishna's wedding is described. That too at various places, not only in Bhandirvan, in Barsana, in Jhavat, in Bhandirvat, in Barsana, in Nandgaon. There are so many places of marriage of Radha and Krishna. So take one, that Radharani is married to Krishna in Nandgaon and she is staying with Nanda Maharaj. And every gopi who is married with Krishna, gopas, all of them are supposed to go to their mother's house in this month. So if you go to Braj today also, all the newly wedded girls, if they are wedded before Shravan, when Shravan approaches, at the beginning of Shravan only, the brother will come, pick up the newly wedded gopi and bring her back to her mother's house. And her sakhis, her friends and family relatives will swing that newly wedded girl, gopi, in their house. The scene is like this, that all the gopi friends of Radharani have been taken by their brothers to their respective homes in Barsana. But no one has come from her house. So she is singing a song of separation. That, my dear father, Vrishabhanu, have you forgotten me? My dear mother, Kirtida, don't you remember me anymore? Oh dear Sridhama, where are you? Have you forgotten all our childhood activities together? We were in one house staying together. Because I left home in marriage, have you all forgotten me? So one day, 2 day, and 3 day, she is singing songs of separation. And on third day of Hariyali Tij, Sridhama comes on a chariot to Nandgaon. And there she sees from top, oh, my brother is coming. So she becomes so joyful, runs down, decorates herself, picks up her bag and gets on the chariot. And that's one unique Rath Yatra that takes place on Hariyali Tij. From Nandgaon to Barsana, Sridhama taking Radharani to Barsana. And then from this third day onward, all the days till the Purnima day, Radharani is being swung in her mother's house in Barsana, by her brother, by her mother, by her father. It's a very beautiful festival. And this particular aspect of Jhulan Yatra is never replicated anywhere else in the Braj except Barsana. Yes, Jhulan Yatra is taking place in every single atom of Vrindavan Dham. But this Rath Yatra and this Jhulan Yatra of Hariyali Tej in Barsana is a very unique situation. So like that you can see how much variety Sri Krishna is offering us in one of his pastimes. How much variety in one pastime. What to speak of killing demons, what to speak of every item that he performs is full of variety. One time when he kills Kaliya, he sends him to Fiji. One time when he kills Kaliya, he makes him a snake bird and takes a ride on him to all the heavenly planets and then sends him to Fiji. That's why his pastimes are Nava Navayaman. They are never boring. They are always newly, freshly, youthful and pleasurable. And even if you read one particular pastime, one particular paragraph of one pastime again and again, every time you also feel a new pleasure. So this is Jhulan Yatra, which will go on for next 5 days. The most important thing is that we may have a gorgeous decoration or we may have a very small, simple thing in the house. What is important in this festival is to offer our heart to Krishna, to Radharani, in love and devotion and surrender. So that with our little resources that we have, we offer our 100% consciousness. Not that we have lots of resources and we offer 5% consciousness. With our little resources, we offer our 100% consciousness. With the lots of resources, we have offer our 100% consciousness. If that mood we keep, then we will get entrance into this beautiful, sweet, loving pastime of the Lord. And Lord will accept us as His own. Accept us in His pastime. Accept us in the pleasure that He wants to give all of us. He is hankering, He is eager to share this happiness with all His devotees. That is why He performs all these pastimes. To give that joy, to give that relief from the sufferings of the material world. And the joy that all the devotees deserve at the level of the heart and soul. He is very eager, more eager than us. So let us all be grateful, be thankful for the mercy of the Lord, for the mercy of the devotees who have helped us to understand this, helped us to get entrance into these beautiful pastimes, and they demonstrate these pastimes and we come and participate in that. So with this gratitude, I want to thank all of you to be attentive. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Is there any question or comment? Anybody has? Radha Gopinath Prabhu, any comment? Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. As you mentioned that association is very important, yes. But for the people, those who are grastas, those who are working and they have got compulsion in the office to associate in the meetings or maybe in parties, official parties, that they can't avoid, because otherwise either they have to lose their job or they have to do that. There are situations. So under such situations, when we have to associate with them, where all the things are there, dyutam, panam, istriya, suna, so of course we can be away from that, but I have seen many times that you have to take khana also with them. If you don't take, then
don't take what?
Food is offered there. After the end of the party, food is offered. If you don't take that food, then it becomes very disgusting for others also. So how to deal with such situation? That is the question.
Most important thing in this, before we go in details, don't offer your heart to these things. Don't be with your heart there. Your heart should be very unhappy to be there. But it is inevitable. Then you do the needful only to maintain the decor of the situation as per your job. Offer that food to the Lord in mind before you accept. Eat only those things what you can eat. Don't eat everything that you cannot eat. And don't do those things which they are doing. Some things are, we are very clear. I don't do these things. People should know he doesn't do these things. And you may be obliged to be in that party because you are a secretary or somebody, the director of the company, and foreign delegates are coming. I understand that. But first of all, never get into those things by heart. Even though you are in the situation, don't offer your heart to them. Keep your heart with Krishna only. And do the bare minimum situation, what you can get away with. And what I would do, I would tell my boss, if I were outside, that these things I don't do. Sir, please don't force me. I'll perform very nicely in the company. But I will not do all these things. In the beginning they'll criticize you, later on they'll respect you. Because I was in Saudi Arabia, working in one hospital, and I was in the middle of the Maya's kingdom for 2 years. I had to go to conferences, I had to do so many things, but I never participated with heart, and I never did things which I didn't want to do. And today also, when I meet my friends, they appreciate these things. And I would, in my own way, offer that whatever I can take, offer to Krishna and eat there. So all what is matters is your heart. Are you getting into it, taking opportunity, giving justification, giving reasons to enjoy all those things? Where is your heart? Only Krishna knows your heart. And you know. So I do understand, we are in Kali Yuga today, in corporate world, we are doing so many things. But don't offer your heart. Any other question is there? Yes. Yes, I agree with you. You have to give time because you have to earn money to maintain your family in Krishna consciousness. So I agree with you. But spend that minimum ration time. Don't spend one more minute after that is over. From the heart point of view, cry in the heart that you have to be in the situation. Pray to Krishna to save you from the situation. That you can do, right? You can either relish the situation because you are anyway there, or you can cry in the heart, why I am here? I don't want to be here. Oh Krishna, please save me. Save me. How can I reduce my number of minutes in this function? No, he replies depending on the intensity of your prayers. He is more eager to answer your prayers than you are eager to receive answer to his prayers. The difference only is the intensity of the prayer. Our intensity becomes feeble by the power of the situation around. He is always there. He is always testing your intensity of desire. It is a test for us whether we release the situation like that or whether we are sad in the heart and we want to hanker for Krishna. Why he left gopis and went to Vrindavan? He said, he should come, no? They are crying every day. Why is he not there? Doesn't he know how much they love him? How he is cruel? No, he is not answering. He is answering very slowly. You may think like that. But he was actually giving them the most intense experience of devotion and love while he was away from them. How many of us know that? So it is, don't go by externals. Go with faith that my Lord is putting me into this with some purpose. I have to prove my devotion to him in this situation also, and the good condition also, and the unfavorable condition also. My job is not to crib. My job is to prove my devotion to him in all possible adverse conditions of my life. Does that sound logical? So ultimately it matters with us, with you and with me. Situations will be always there. The situation now that we are in is very unpleasant, to remain in the material body which is rotting and smelling bad and enjoying sense gratification day and night, and birth and old age and disease is a very unpleasant situation. What are we trying to do? In this unpleasant situation, we are trying to prove our devotion to Krishna. Krishna, if you feel appropriate, take me out of this situation. Or while I am there, anyway I have to be there. Aren't you giving time here in the material world now? You are giving time in the material world, trying to be Krishna conscious in that given time. When I can't end the time in the material world, I will try to be Krishna conscious in the time that I have to give in this material world. So time that you have to give to your company for your meeting, try to be at your heart level, hankering for Krishna. And pray to Krishna. Okay, next time meeting should be only 1.5 hours, not 2 hours. Next time meeting should be only 1 hour. Next time maybe I can avoid this due to some situation and still perform my services to company. He can do everything. Or he may continue with your situation to give you continuous purification. We have to have faith. We cannot, you know, in the mind question Krishna's arrangements for us. With faith we should accept that everything that he does to us is perfect. Everything that he just does to us is tailor-made for my purification. It may be different for him. It may be different for me. But for what is happening to me is tailor-made by him. We have to have that faith. When we have that faith, he responds to you much, 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 much faster. When faith is shaking, response is not there. Any other question? Grantharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes, Mataji. Mic, mic.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you mentioned about being away from bad association. At times you have people in your close proximity, your family, who can prove to be bad association. In that way, if you try to keep away, you can't practice compassion. So how do you really distinguish what you have?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das Goswami that he gave example of he sent message to Raghunath Das Goswami, who was a prince, was dedicated to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and had no interest in worldly association, but he had to remain in the kingdom and he was a prince, so many things. He has good wife and beautiful wife. So Mahaprabhu sent a message that instead of constantly rebelling against the situation, you be like a woman who is married at home but who has a boyfriend outside. So she will do the household work so beautifully and so nicely and so meticulously, the husband will never have a doubt. But she will always plan how to meet the paramour without knowledge of anybody. He just gave that example and sent letter to him. So what does that mean? Then after there onwards, he did his worldly duties so beautifully that everybody thought that he is now gone into material life, properly he has come to grihastha life, now there is no danger of his running away. But in the heart of his heart, he was constantly dwelling on Krishna. And one day when the opportunity came, he ran away before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So like that, when your relatives are there around you, and you have to be with them, and you have to also practice compassion, can't be an odd man out in the situation. You do it in the minimum possible way, but don't become odd person out, so that you will be rejected or criticized. कि ये तो क्या है साधु बन गए हैं अभी तो हमसे बात नहीं करते हैं हमारे साथ खाना नहीं खाते हैं अपने आप को कुछ great समझते हैं. Instead of creating this situation, just be with them where you have to be. You be as if you are amongst them. But in the heart of your heart, don't give your heart to them. Don't take the association. Try and give your association to them if possible. But if you can't give your association to them, don't take their association. Don't take inspiration of their activities and take them into your life. Be there like lotus flower. Be with them like a kichad is there, mud is there, but don't get affected by the droplets of mud on your petals. We all are in the situation, please understand. All of us are grihasthas. We all have to meet our relatives, meet our acquaintances, business people, office. Everything is there. But what is our challenge? That while we have to be in such situations, we do not offer our heart to that situation. We try to give our heart in the form of association to them if possible. If not possible, we restrict ourselves, but don't behave externally in such a way that they single you out and throw you out of your company or criticize you. So it's ultimately an art. So we nourish ourselves with the devotees, and we have to be with non-devotees, then we behave normally. But minimize it intelligently, get friends with them, keep their friendship, engage them in service to Krishna if possible, talk about Janmashtami, talk about festival, invite them for festival, yatra, just engage them in service, give them some prasad. So you do your business. When you have to be in a company like that, carry some prasad with you, carry some book with you. When they talk about some jewelry, you talk about Krishna, talk about Jolan festival, talk about Rath Yatra, talk about something. You divert the topic. They take you to a jewelry discussion, you take them to yatra discussion. Again they take you to some shopping discussion, you bring them to some temple discussion. So ultimately, it's our intelligence, how we... And all ladies are expert, you know, when they want to talk about some certain topic, they drag the people on that topic itself, right? So we also drag them to our topic. Guma phira ke unko, wahi le aana hai. Try your best. Pray to Krishna, I'm going to a company of such people now for 2 hours. Oh Krishna, give me intelligence. How can I engage them? How can I invite them to Jolan Yatra festival, to a particular yatra, to Gokulashtami? How can I engage them in giving donation to Janmashtami? There are so many avenues. Pray to Krishna. Before that event happens to you, before you come to know that you have to be in a meeting, before you have to attend a board meeting, before you have to go to company or family, pray to Krishna. that help me to remain uncontaminated, to maybe give opportunity to them to engage in Krishna service. And Krishna will show you such wonderful opportunities. You will be amazed what Krishna can do. Okay, thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.